Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
I'm heavy there. I'm everywhere. I'm heavy there. Yeah, I'm heavy there. I'm everywhere. I'm heavy there. I'm everywhere, you ain't never there, I'm heavy there, I'm everywhere, I'm heavy there, you ain't never there, I'm heavy there, I'm everywhere, and you ain't never there,
bitch, you know I'm heavy there, they know me everywhere, diamond chain, goodness, you can see it very clear, study shining in my air, money is in the air, I must agree with the critics, yep.
Beauty pageants and talent shows and plays, and it's just something that's always stuck by me, and it's always been a passion of mine.
Wow. Now, growing up like that, like, did you ever feel mad pressure? Because, like, you see on television a lot of kids that be like that, they go through a lot of pressure, sometimes good, sometimes bad. How was the experience for you?
Well, I was always told the way it was when I was growing up and my parents were pushing me. It was, you know, have fun with it. If you're not going to have fun with it, then I don't think this is something you need to be doing. I don't want you to feel like winning is everything, and it has to be everything.
So are your family, your parents, they was into entertainment business too?
No, they are not. They just always felt I had that catch. I was always, they always said that how beautiful I was, and I was always going to be a little heartbreaker. So it just stuck with me.
Now, in this acting world, you know, they like say it's kind of hard for sisters to do their thing. Do you find it hard for sisters to get good roles yourself?
I mean, I don't find it hard as me being a sister, but I find it more hard because of, I've been told a few times, the look that I give off is more so of this urban edge, and that a lot of the things they're wanting me to do in films, I want no part of right now. And it gets pretty hard once you decline in those roles because a lot, like I said, a lot of the roles they want me to take on, it's sex scenes or it's nudity or it's I'm doing something where I'm just completely out of character.
So, like, when you look for a role, well, how do you know the role is made for you?
Well, I mean, once I look into the character and I see basically who the character is, what this character is doing and who she portrays or whatever I may be portraying, whatever character, I make sure that, you know, they may be doing their thing, but at the same time they're doing their thing on a level where I'll still have my self-respect at the end of the day and say I did that, I conquered that, but I didn't have to disrespect myself in the process of doing that.
No, I feel that. I feel that. Now, can you tell the people out there, like, some of the things that you've done? Because you got some things under your belt. Can you let the people out there know that?
Yes. Right now, I'm currently working on a project. It's a sitcom, and it's called All for My Love, and I take on the role of a character named Maggie there. And I've done films such as The Next Big Hit, Cat of Gold. I've also done indie film called Street Money. I've done plays. I've been featured in Vibe Vixen. Just there's a lot of things under my belt and still so many more things to come.
Now, how was it being in The Next Big Hit? How was that? For the next hit?
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome. And, you know, to be on a set with such major celebrities and just to be around them and see how, you know, they act in their environment and, you know, when they're basically into their groove and to even have a conversation with some of them, you know, to see that, you know, they're really, like, down to earth. They're not as hardcore as the media portrays them.
Okay. So your experience is you didn't meet a celebrity on there that you didn't like.
No, I didn't.
That's it.
You have films like
that's
that.
That's rarely happening nowadays, you know?
Yeah.
But so like when you who's like some of the people that inspired you, who are some of the women that inspired you to be like who are some of the black actresses or even male actors? Not even black. As a matter of fact, let's just say who are some of the actors that you look up to.
Some of them are actors, and some of them are actors and directors. But mainly, you know, names such as Queen Latifah, Quentin Tarantino, Angela Bassett, Samuel L. Jackson, Lawrence Fishburne. My list just continues. I mean, right now, those are names that are really at the top of their game right now.
Mm-hmm. Do you feel that, like, too many rappers are getting acting roles and is making it hard for, you know, up and coming actors to get their the roles?
No, I don't feel that way, but I feel like some of these rappers that they're putting in the roles of actors, they could have did better casting.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean, some of them, you're getting. I feel like some of them get a role just off of strictly who they are, but not how they handle that role.
I could see that. You know, I've seen some films that, you know, I felt like, God, you know, I guess if he didn't have a hit record, he probably, because he's not really an actor. It's rarely you see like a LL, you know what I'm saying, or somebody like that. Now,
yeah.
You know, because I'm trying, you know, I'm really getting deep now. You know, now you yourself, do you see yourself ever being a director?
Yes. I mean, right now the sky's the limit for me, and there's so many different things that I want to dip into. I want to direct. I also want to write, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I mean, like I said, right now the sky's the limit, but I'm definitely looking forward to doing stuff like that in the future.
Now, if you had to pick somebody that you would like to work with, like, who's somebody that you could see yourself working with?
Right now, major names that I would choose to work with is, for one, Quentin Tarantino, because I love grindhouse films, and I'm just, like, totally into them. And he's written some and directed some really hot films. I mean, just the latest one he didn't write it. It was written by someone else, but The Man with Iron Fist, I love that.
Mm. Now, can you tell me some challenges that a person – like, say if somebody's out there, name some of the challenges that they could face, like trying to come up and be an actor, things that might discourage them that you yourself have overcome.
Yeah, basically, this industry, as I got older, I learned it was hard. It's hard. You have to build a tough skin in this industry. I mean, because not every door you're going to walk through is going to be that door that say, you know what, you got the role, and we're going to pay you this amount of money. We love you, and it's going to send you off on this dreamland flight to Hollywood. Not every role is going to be that. You have to be able to have a tough skin and say, you know what, no matter what, I'm going to keep pushing forward. But on top of that, you have to be able to say, well, if I got this rejection because of this, let me go back and retrain myself on this and continue to try to perfect myself and push forward.
Now, being that it's Black History Month, you know, like what film that you could just remember right now that reminds you so much of Black history, like a classic film that would fit into Black History Month to you?
Oh, God, Malcolm X.
Malcolm X?
Yes. I can watch that film a lot. It's an actually good film, and I just even caught up on the, I don't know if you were able to catch it, Betty and Coretta.
They just did
that on Lifetime, and it was a really good film because it went into, you know, not just him as a man, but it went into what the women stood strong as and went through on their journeys after the passing of their husband.
Now, if you could play a role of any person that in Black history, I mean, we already seen that as Rosa Parks, but you have to pick somebody that's not a woman who hasn't been done yet. Who would that be? Who would you like to play?
A woman that hasn't been done yet?
Yeah.
I would definitely have to say Maya Angelou.
Wow, that's deep. I feel that.
Maya Angelou, she is like one of my favorite poets.
And how would you go about getting into that role of her? Because that's a deep person, deep spiritual and talented person, you know. Would you feel that role would be challenging or would be right up your alley?
It would be right up my alley because I've done some research on her and basically her childhood and how she started out and some of the things she went through in her childhood. And a lot of it hits close to home. So, I mean, that's definitely something that would spark my interest.
Now, if you had to remake a film that was probably, you know, a long time ago, of what film could you say you could remake, and what role would you like?
Ooh, if I could remake a film.
For Black History Month, you know, movies like Sparkle or something like that.
Oh, gosh. You would laugh at me. The film I would like to redo, and, you know, I'm not saying that it's a film that has to be redone, but I would totally like to redo it. Was What's Love Got to Do with It?
Okay.
And I would like to take on the main role as Tina.
Wow. So you think you now? And do you sing yourself?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't. The most you'll catch me singing is in my shower.
Okay, I just had to ask because you said you want to take her to the main role because you might have a hidden singing talent. You know, some actresses does. You know, they sing also.
Hey,
what
if
else?
I
so,
could,
like,
I would.
Now, if there was anything else other than, you know, the film industry, what, you know, what could you see yourself doing?
Well, I'm actually dipping into now, currently as we speak, I'm dipping into the modeling industry and the clothing industry. I actually have a female side of a clothing line coming out. It started off as the males had their clothing line and was looking to expand it and just didn't know where to go. And, you know, I wanted to initially start out as saying I just want a T-shirt line. And, you know, they talked to me and was like, why don't you take it a step further? Why don't you just do clothing, period? So I have a clothing line coming out called Pink Dumb.
Wow. That's deep. So you got definitely, you know, hook us up, send us some pictures and some promos so we can put it on the website, you know, to let people see what you got.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. They can even check out the website. For the male side, it's up now. And the male side is called Red Gum, just how it sounds, redgum.com.
Okay. So when you talk about the fashion, like, describe the clothes to people out there.
The clothing line, Red Gum and Pink Gum, it's basically a skateboard / rocker edge clothing line. It's very trendy. I love it. I mean, you can wear it basically with anything if you're into that rocker / skateboarder edge.
Now, I noticed that in your bio, you like rock music yourself.
Yeah, I do.
Do you like rap music?
I love rap music too.
But
I love
really,
rap music too.
But truthfully, you prefer rap?
No, I don't prefer anything. I am so versatile when it comes to my music. I can listen. If you were to take my iPod right now, you'll find anything from Enigma to Evan's Essence, Rick Ross, Gorilla Zoe.
See, then I'm gonna just say you like good music because you name actually all kind of music just right now, from, you know, from popular to rock to, you know, to hip hop to gangster hip hop.
Yeah, basically, I love music.
So now, how long, like, you see yourself actually probably doing your own film, like really getting into doing your own film where you produce, direct, and maybe even starred in it?
I see myself, let's say, I give myself within 3 years' time, because I'm actually looking into right now doing a documentary. I want to start off with documentaries and then work my way up.
Okay. Now, like, say if it was somebody trying to follow in your footsteps and they went in and they listening out here, like, what could be the best advice you give them?
The best advice I give anybody that's trying to do anything within this industry is, one, first thing first, you always got to keep God first in everything you do. Two, perfect your craft, you know. Even though you feel you may be the best at what you do, it can never hurt for you to train more and push yourself more. And three, just basically, you know, keep your head held high. Surround yourself with positive people because, you know, you'll tend to lose people along the way. But in time, you know, you'll see who's really by your side, and you want to keep those positive people by you and always keep pushing forward.
That's real. That's real, real talk. Now, you know, we always ask people this, you know what I mean? Do you feel what's going on in life, like some people feel there's a lot of violence in the films, in the music and everything, do you think the hip-hop music and the urban film world is going in a good direction to you?
Well, I mean, I don't see, well, some of the violence, you can find violence in just as many non-hip-hop films than you can in hip-hop films.
True indeed.
And,
No, I said you're right, true indeed.
Yeah, I mean, because there are certain things I could sit and say, okay, well, here's a hip-hop movie. I can sit and watch it with my kids, but then, you know, there's another film that comes out and you're like, oh, hell no, okay, kids, good night, sorry, can't watch this. And I just basically feel, I mean, it's on the right path and it's doing positive things, you know. It's really going forward, and, you know, I don't mind working on hip-hop films and would love to work on more.
All right. So can you tell the people out there, you know, how they can stay in contact with you, how they can keep up with you, and, you know, and what for us to expect from you and what should we look for you from you in the future?
Yes, they can definitely find me, and you tweet me, I'll tweet back. You can find me on Twitter at Asurity25, and that's Asurity25. You can find me on Facebook at Shauna Lawrence. You can also find me at my personal website for exclusive pictures of me at www.shaunalawrence.com. And you can find me on Instagram also at Asurity25. And basically, I mean, like I said, the sky's the limit right now for me. You can expect to see me in upcoming films, Put Down, the movie. You can also expect to see me in the sitcom All For My Love again, as I told you, which will be dropping in 2014. And just so many more projects.
Wow. Well, Ms. Shauna Lawrence, I really appreciate you coming to my show. It was a pleasure having you, and I want to thank you again for being a guest on Beef Stew Radio.
And I thank you so much for having me.
And whatever you got, you know, you want to promote it, you know, make sure we get it. We got you. We got your back over here.
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, y'all heard it. Ms. Shauna Lawrence on Beef Stew Radio. Make sure y'all keep up with her. Y'all follow her, all those things she told you to follow her. Stay up with her. And we will definitely put her information on the website so you can keep up with her and keep y'all posted on her. We're going to get into this new joint. You know, my man DJ Harness, he hit me with this international joint. We're going to get into this and we'll be right back. Beef Stew Radio, that's how we do it, y'all. We in the building.
Yeah. I remember my whole crew very well. Yeah, we still peeps today because of this reason. Fight night, round five. 155 blocks and 8 boulevards of despair mixed with hope and crime. I travel the planet looking for my niche to carve. Earning a living so my little girl won't have to starve. Mastered the road like a rock group. Rap apostle. Well, any stage that I've been to, I left residue back on the streets in the humor. Surrounded by boomers and boomer sweatsuits. Looking for a G to rescue. My code name tagged because I great you slap. Napoleonic complex, baby, I love to scrap. By the way, son, I push that as a matter of fact. When I smoke out, I fill up a book. Remember rapping in the exits, banging beats on walls to get our styles perfected. Now we filling up halls, it's what to be expected. Now shorty, take off your drawers, I only got a second. And I'm still down for the cause, but I rock the second. So it won't be my fault, cause by the way you looking, mommy, I might let off. But back to the format, to this figure who formulated a comeback similar to Mickey Rourke, come on.
We used to play out in the rain. Hold down the sun, you know they try.
the F down to the Lancy Street, watching the phonies perpetrate their frauds. We had fun leaning on scrambler's cars, acting like they was ours. Jams in the park, Halloween common and socks. Take the cash out the jack and down the block. Party departments to square off the finger pot. Hot in the closet if we heard mom's keys in the lock. We had the best of both worlds, surrounded by nightlife. But delegated by parents, we promised to live right. Yeah, we fucked up much, but learned to manage just through the trust. Instinctively giving us confidence, thus we inherited different degrees to getting paper according to our nature. Therefore, this cape was right within your windows. For those who know how to formulate a pen to turn the literal to visual. We got our game up, we got our name
now
up.
Now what?
This ain't no game, huh? That's what we doing, huh?
We used to play out in the rain.
Walk a while out and misbehave. Peeves screaming at those bass heads. Bits of her guineas was racist. Meanwhile, Harlem was a wasteland. Cops had our dick in the box. Everybody I knew hustled and had their own work on the block. Cracks and bundles, Audi 5 and BMWs. Cole had them number 40 seats done with the mumble. Shoot out for 5-0 to catch wreck to run through the jack. Change gear to come back on nondescript. Stolen bikes sold to the Cubans. Dust heads in the hood acting superhuman. We was high hazy and human. When T's and espadrilles was the movement. AJ's and sailor suits had all of the shorties cute. Time Mark was the last dragon. We took our girlfriends to the movie theaters bragging and bought them a slice. Laying dink and gave niggas a fresh start. We used to hang outside all night blowing trees in the park. But now Bloomberg is turning the city into a tourist trap.
It up.
Watch how we react to fucking off our habitat.
The
I walk by faith. Holy by people just not quite like they don't know about the King of Kings and who he really is.